had virgin soil and you wanted to get it ready for the plow, what did you do? Maybe you didn't do this, but what did the people do then?
Well, they always tilled it. They used to till the soil, but that wasn't virgin soil.
Did they take the...
Break new land. I believe it, break new land was the common word for it. I don't know.
What would they do for this?
You mean to prepare it?
Uh-huh.
Well, they'd plow it. Or turn it. Mm-hmm. Going out and turn a new patch.
Mm-hmm. Well, a patch, what would this be?
Well, that'd probably be a small amount of acreage that they wanted to turn. And they'd just call it a patch of land.
Mm-hmm. And then after they plowed it, what would they do?
They usually harrowed it, or...
That was with one of those things with the teeth?
With the teeth on it. That was a harrow. Or they'd disc it. Now they call it moldboard.
Moldboard, that's the disc?
That's the term that they use now, moldboard in the land.
Oh, I've heard that. I've heard moldboard, but I didn't know what it was.
That's a form of plowing and disking and harrowing at the same time, I believe.
Oh, good heavens.
Some of these big tractors, they have a... It's more like a disc, and they call it moldboard. I never heard it until here about a year or so ago.
Hmm.
And since then, I've heard it a dozen times.
What do you call that part, the trench that the plow cuts?
Oh, furrow.
Mm-hmm. When you have land around here, is it usually just grass that is...
What's grassland or pasture?
Uh-huh. If it's down by the creek, what's there? Just grass or?
Grassland.
Brush? Bushes?
Brushland. Brush. Untillable.
Mm-hmm. What do you call things that grow this tall, not trees?
Shrubs or skeet.
Mm-hmm. That's the one with the bead?
That's just a small tree.
Sort of a bush?
Skeet brush.
Mm-hmm. Is wheat raised much around here?
Oh, yeah. This is the beginning of the wheat belt.
Uh-huh.
About down here, south of here, about 30 miles is the beginning of the wheat belt. It goes clear to Kansas.
Hmm. What's good yield for wheat around here?
I suppose 20 or 30 bushels an acre.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure of that.
I had a friend who said that his brother-in-law, year before last, made $80,000 on wheat. And I thought, oh, what a fabulous amount of money. But I didn't figure that maybe 3 or 4 years even makes sense.
We had a woman here the other day. Their husband probably clears $50,000 here, just cutting.
Mm. I think that's the way to do it.
He goes from Randolph to Canadian line.
Mm.
He starts right at the beginning of the wheat belt and goes right on through.
Mm. Has his contracts before his...
Well, he's got maybe 10, 15 combines.
Hay around here, is it, does it yield one crop or does it yield more?
Hay?
Yeah.
It all depends on the moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they can get 2, 3, 4 cuttings a year.
Mm-hmm. Did you raise wheat at all when you were...
No. Well, we only raise feed crops.
Mm-hmm.
Something we feed our cattle.
When they had wheat here, were they combining it when you were a boy? Or?
They used to thrash wheat.
Did you see some of that?
Oh, yes.
Now, how did they gather it when they thrashed it?